You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and those of you that share the faith of Yahshua. I want to make this message to warn you, but not to you. I want to warn everyone out there of what is taking place out there with the false teachers and the false teachings. And I want to make a call for us to get back to biblical principles and to not be deceived by the enemy to take us away from the biblical model and the biblical principles of Scripture. See, we have a problem today, and the problem is not religion, but the problem is man-made religion. The problem is this belief system of man that has been put together. And there are many different belief systems out there today. But according to the word of our Creator, the true word of our Creator, there's only one that will stand the test of time. And that is not what we see out there in the world. And we could look at all of these and point to all of these man-made religions such as Judaism and Islam and Buddhism and all these other man-made religions started by a man and made popular by complacency for meeting our own needs and meeting our own feelings. But there's only one true belief system that wasn't part of that. And that's the one true great system, and it's not called Christianity. The Christian church today is just like those other man-made religions, and it's leading people astray just like it. And I want to do this video today to speak to those people that call themselves Christians and believe they're following the true words of Scripture, because they are not. And we're warned in 2 Peter not to be fooled by false teachers, but the sad part is many people have been deceived and are being deceived. But I also want to do this to those of you that think you've got it down and you're doing okay, and how the enemy works and what the enemy does to us, because spiritual warfare is real. Listen, there's a little good in things that are bad. The enemy will tell us many lies to convince us of certain things. What I see here is a lot of people being deceived out there in the word of Christianity, thinking Christianity means the Bible, connecting the two. Christianity means the Bible just as much as Islam means the Bible, or Judaism means the Bible. Judaism and Islam are man-made religions, and so is Christianity, at least the form of Christianity that people refer to today. So we need to be careful. We need to be careful to understand this and understand this truth I'm talking about. When somebody asks you what you are or who you are or what you do or how you identify yourself, the answer should be, I am a follower of the Messiah who was sent by the Heavenly Father for our salvation. And that is not Christianity today. Even though Christianity today says they hold as a rock everything on Yeshua the Messiah, the one they call Jesus, but their actions don't reveal that. I know many New Ages, many Buddhists, and many other people that are agnostic New Ages that believe in a higher power, but they don't know what to call it. And within that frame, they will say they love Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and they love his wonderful teachings. And it's all about love, and everything's good. This is the same message being preached by the popular mega Christian churches today. The same message of all about good, good, good. Not talking about the persecution that will come when you accept Yeshua as the wonderful Messiah. We have to understand the Scripture says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. And there's so many people within Christianity today that are trapped. They're trapped because they're not following their Scriptures, which sets us free. The scriptures refer to themselves, or our Creator refers to his word, as a light in the darkness. And there are two paths. There's this narrow path, which is the instructions of our Creator. And our Creator promises as a light, the scriptures being a light, to keep us on that path, taking our foot step after step to stay on our path. But through the deception and the false teachers, many Christians or many so-called wannabe followers, they call themselves believers, but they're really make-believers, are led to a different path. And many of you watching right now will say, well, that's not me. I'm not one of those people. And I hear that. But then I see a whole bunch of people either denying the Torah, the foundation of Scripture, the rock of Scripture, the instructions of our Creator. Or even worse, they'll stick to that, but then they'll deny a wonderful Messiah. And this is a tremendous issue we have, and we must wake up and not let ourselves be deceived by the false teachers. And the false teachers aren't necessarily somebody you might go to a church and listen to, or turn on YouTube and listen to, that you disagree with, or that you don't agree with fully. That's not the only type of false teacher out there. Today, the false teacher is the person that is deceiving you, or the thing that is deceiving you, whether it's a teacher, or a show, or a movie, or something else. In the name of Christianity, trying to get people to believe in the man-made religion of Christianity. So there are a lot of programs out there today, and movies out there today, that are called Christian movies, and Christian TV shows, and all of this. And we must be aware, because they all come in the name of Christianity, which is a man-made religion. None of these things are teaching the true word of Scripture, teaching people the importance of what Scripture says in all different areas of the persecution that we're going through, and showing people this persecution and making it real, and also showing people about the glory of Yeshua that gets us through it while suffering well, and also the importance of keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Getting away from the Christian theology and getting into the biblical principles. That's what we need to do. So I call on all of you to have your antennas up when you're looking for these false teachers and when you're listening to these false programs that come in the name of Christianity. Christianity is not the Bible. We need to understand that. And I pray that you get this and you listen to this. And the only way you're going to reveal and come to see the truth is by reading the word for yourself. Reading the word for yourself every single day. I see so many people more excited about Christian shows on TV than they are about the Bible. I got to get home and watch my show. I can't wait till the new episode comes out. Well, where are you saying I can't wait to read the Bible? I can't wait to read the next chapter. Enthusiasm should not come from entertainment. We got to understand this. The Christian church has to entertain people to keep them even going there with their Christian rock concerts and their little stories. And the most exciting part for people at a church today is not hearing the word. It's watching some TV in the church when they all shut their lights in the mega church and they show a little movie, take out the popcorn, or even a little clip of something that's happening next week in the church. Anything to do on a screen or something else. Nobody wants this fellowship today like they had in the scriptures, the small home fellowships. Meeting one-on-one, talking to people, being held accountable to each other. This is where growth happens, not going to a giant building with a whole bunch of people, or maybe you only know a handful of them, and watching some entertainment, whether it's on a screen or in front of you, of immodestly dressed people, hanging around with immodestly dressed people, where a man-made religion is being taught that has very little to do with the actual scriptures. And then people are getting a false idea in their mind of what it means to be saved. And then they put themselves in a very dangerous position, calling themselves a believer. A believer in what? They're not following the scriptures. They're not following the words of Yeshua Messiah, his instructions and guidelines. Their faith is so weak They could be led astray by every little thing out there that has nothing to do with Scripture. The deception is real, folks, and we were warned in 2 Peter right before Peter was martyred that we must be diligent and we must be aware of these false teachers. We must be aware of these false teachings. So I pray we would not be persuaded away by these different things out there today. Be careful. Be careful when we watch these things, these movies and these shows on Christianity. If they don't have a theme of Scripture, I'm not talking little clips from Scripture. I'm talking about a theme of Scripture. I know there's many New Age books out there today that relate stuff to being scriptural or to being Scripture. Just because people are in a desert and men have beards doesn't call it scriptural. So we need to be diligent about this today. Many people are led astray. Even so-called people that are say they're strong and grounded. Your enthusiasm to read Yahweh's word should reveal a lot about your heart. Your enthusiasm to share Yeshua's message, even if it's not popular, should reveal Yahweh's heart. Anything that is proclaiming to be of true scripture will not have false teachings in it. And people want to deny these different things. We must wake up. We must wake up. And we must be aware. So my warning is to you today to have your antennas up and be careful and watch out for the false teachers and come to a true understanding of what it means to be a follower of Yeshua. Please share this message with others. Be careful out there and be diligent out there. And I read this here now as the theme for 2 Peter spoke about three things: diligence, false teachers, and Yeshua's return. In diligence, he said, our faith is real. It would be evident in our godly behavior if people are diligent in their growth. They won't backslide or be deceived by false teachers. We must continue to grow closer to Yeshua. That's what we have to do. And the importance of this is to understand that growth is essential. It begins with faith and continues in love for others. To keep growing, we need to know Yahweh and keep on following him and remember what he taught us. We must remain diligent in faithful obedience to Yeshua and our growth. And we must be aware of the false teachers. Peter warned the church to beware of the false teachers. And I will add false teachings. These teachers were proud of their position, promoted sexual sin, and advised against keeping the Ten Commandments. And Peter confronted them and counteracted them. And he pointed people to Spirit-inspired Scripture as our authority and not these false teachers. Believers need to discern to be able to resist false teachers. Yahweh can rescue us from their lies if we stay true to his word, the Bible text, and reject those who distort the truth. Some people say to me, well, the Bible's been changed so many times over the years. No, it hasn't. It's the teachings that have been changed. That's what's been changed, the deception of the teachings. The word is the word. And we look forward to Yeshua's return one day when Yeshua will create a new heaven and a new earth where we will live forever. As believers, our hope is in this promise. But with Yeshua's return comes judgment on all who refuse to believe. The cure for complacency, lawlessness, and heresy is found in the confident assurance that Yeshua will return. Yahweh is still giving unbelievers time to repent, to be ready. As believers, we must keep on trusting and resist the pressure to give up waiting for his return. Beware of the false teachers out there and the false teachings. I know many of you that are hearing this message have not heard a message like this before. Many of you who call yourself Christians are wondering what I'm talking about. But if you just read your Bible and you look at the way the church acts today and what they're teaching people, they're literally teaching people that it is wrong to live according to the commandments of our Creator. And I'm in full agreement that it's wrong to say we're saved by works. We're saved only through the blood of a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. However, that does not do away with works. Yeshua's death wasn't an excuse for us to live in sin. No. We should follow his guidelines and instructions, not because we have to, but because we love him and we want to. As he said in his word, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And there are Christians out there that say, through the deception of the enemy and that they use through the pulpit in the church today, that we no longer need to follow the commandments of our Creator because we have grace. We have grace. Grace is not an excuse to live in sin, folks. I'll say that again. Grace is not an excuse to live in sin. Sin is transgression of the commandments of our Creator. Our wonderful Messiah himself said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And here's the ironic thing is, Christians and most people in this world naturally, by just moral living, are keeping 90% of the guidelines and instructions known as the commandments found in Scripture. But it's the few that they just refuse to let go of. The celebrating of the pagan customs and the feast, the following the man in the times of today and worrying about a man more than they fear our wonderful Creator, the defiling of the holy days found in Scripture, eating everything that our Creator calls an abomination. There's consequences to living in sin, folks. There's consequences. This isn't a message about salvation here. This is a message about the life you want to live as a believer and the life you live as a believer and who you represent as a believer. It's not for me to judge you on the judgment day of your eternal destination, but we are called as brothers and sisters to judge one another, not to knock each other down, but to lift each other up. And somebody has to tell you. Somebody needs to warn you. Somebody needs to let you know what's being taught in the church today, what's being taught in Christianity today is not biblical. It's not. And that's a big problem because many people are being deceived to think they're following Yeshua when they're actually living against his words, his guidelines, and his instructions. Up to the 4th century, the believers upheld the holy days found in Scripture. They kept the fourth commandment known as the Sabbath. They didn't eat the abominable things that our Creator says we should never put in our mouths or even touch. But after Constantine and the council in Rome and whoever wanted to destroy and separate Christianity from the believers and separate it and make its own religion, its own belief system, they were successful because that's what's happened. And Christianity is no longer rooted in Scripture and no longer follows the guidelines and instructions of Scripture. Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one you call Jesus, did not come away to do away with the Torah and the commandments of our wonderful Creator. And we have to understand that Torah is the first 5 books of the Bible. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a biblical thing. And as believers, we have to follow the holy word of Scripture. It's such an important understanding you need to get of that. When a Christian says, well, that's not for me, well, that's not for me. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. How could you be a Christian and say, the Bible's not for you? It's ludicrous. It makes no sense, but that's what so many so-called believers do on a regular basis. But if you're not following the Word, you're not a believer, you're a make-believer. And this goes against so many of the teachings that you hear on this radio station. But you know what? So many of the teachings you hear on this radio station are going against Scripture. They say the law was nailed to the cross and they take it like the commandments were nailed to the cross. That would be ludicrous. It's not okay to go out there and sin is transgression of the commandments. The church today says we don't have to do those things and people compliment me with calling me a legalizer. Oh, I'm a legalizer because I desire to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. You know, there's more lands of the government today and more laws in the government today and so on. And people strive to do that. You don't speed. You don't pass red lights. You follow those laws. So why wouldn't you follow the laws of our wonderful Creator who made you and who wants the best for you? And he says, I offer you a future and a hope. But he said, know the plans that I have for you. And they are for good and not disaster to give you a future and a hope. But you decide to do it your own way. As it says in Scripture, there's a way before each man that seems right, but ends in death. There's a way before each man that seems right, but ends in death. Do you understand that? We have to get about our ways and what we think is best. And we have to understand his plan and what he wants for us. And in his plan, he told us his will for us and how to achieve the best life we could achieve. And that is by being obedient to the word, to understanding it and listening to it, and not ignoring it and making excuses to disobey it. And that's what people do. All I have to do and all you have to do is go ask your pastor or whoever you call your leader, how come we don't follow the fourth commandment, the Sabbath day? And you'll hear every excuse out there. Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, followed the Sabbath day. People say, yeah, but when he died, that was over with. Well, how come all his followers kept doing it afterwards? It was never over with. Show me one place in Scripture where it says we no longer need to follow the Sabbath. Contact me. At the end of this program, you have my contact information. Show me one place in Scripture where it says we no longer need to follow the fourth commandment. You go to your church barbecues and your church picnics and you eat whatever you want. The Bible says eating pork's an abomination, that it should never even be touch our lips. Show me one place in Scripture where it says now we can eat all the unclean foods that our Creator called an abomination. You're not going to find it in there. Go ask your pastor and watch how he jumps around the answer. And he ignores you if he doesn't kick you out of the church for even questioning what he's teaching. I'm not questioning the authority of Scripture. I'm questioning what the so-called pastors are teaching. The so-called leaders are leading people in a really bad way. Because it says in the Scriptures, Yeshua will reveal and Yahweh will say, get away from me. I did not even know you, even though you called on my name. Judgment day is his judgment alone. But he tells us over and over and over again, do not add or take away, but keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That is the Torah. That is the commandments. Do not add or take away, but keep them. And I ask you, why aren't you keeping them? What's your problem? What's your issue with following the Bible? You get a new job, you have no problem following the commands or the orders at work of what you need to do to make money, right? And if you don't listen, you get fired. Well, how come you can't take that same discipline and apply it to our Creator and his instructions for your life? And then you wonder why you're not being blessed in all areas. The Scriptures are clear that obedience and blessings goes hand in hand, and disobedience and curses go hand in hand. And you say, well, I'm a good person. There are a lot of good people out there. You say, well, I call on the name of Yeshua. You might say Jesus. Well, there's a lot of people that do that. But what do you do? Do you follow him? Do you follow him? Don't give me the gospel of the oxymorons of the book of hypocrites. If you're not keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator or striving to do so, you are of a different book. You're a different gospel. You're a different belief system. And that is the issue with so many people out there today. Somebody has to say it. And it's my prayer that you would listen to this, that you would get it and you would start studying the Scriptures for what they are. You could start by ripping out, I don't care what translation you're reading, ripping out one of the worst pages in every Bible. That's the page that separates the so-called Old Testament from the New Testament. You understand it's not two books, it's one book. From Genesis all the way to Revelation. And when you start separating it in separation, Yeshua wasn't about separation. Yeshua was about bringing it together. Yeshua said we are to take the commandments, the word, the will of Yahweh, the gospel, to all the people all over the world. And that's what he commissioned his apostles to do. And if somebody rejects it, wipe the dust off your shoes and go to the next town and let them know. And there are so many people in the church today rejecting the truth of Scripture because they're deceived by the message by some pastor or someone else. A Christian once said to me, very upset, how dare you say that we don't follow the commandments or follow Yahweh, our wonderful Creator, or in his words, follow God. There's many gods out there. But he said, how dare you say that? I said, oh, really? How's that fourth commandment working out for you? You know, how's those food laws working out for you? You know, and then they start saying, well, we don't need to do that anymore. Well, show me in the book where that says that. It doesn't say that. But because many people's own selfish ways and ideas, they want to make up their own scriptures and their own words. And then you look at the mega churches today, and this is exactly why I'm giving this message, because the mega churches today are not teaching people to take responsibility for their own health. They're not teaching people the importance of what it means to live up to Scripture. And that's the big problem. That's why you have all these pastors on TV and everything else leading people astray. Leading people astray. Get back to Scripture, everybody. You can't go wrong with Scripture. But you have to admit to yourself, I haven't been following it. You know, I've been following the pagan days of Christmas and Easter that have nothing to do with the Bible. And matter of fact, the Bible tells us not to celebrate those days. But you've been ignoring the holy days of Scripture that they call us to for all our generations to keep, that all point to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and what we are to do and how we are to do it, and so on. You know, so it's time we opened up our knowledge and our heart to the truth. And yeah, you know, you might think it might be harder to do so, but Yeshua says, my yoke will not be difficult. We trust in him and we follow him, you know, but it's going to go against what everyone else is thinking. So, you know, we want to please people. We don't want to get upset. We don't want to upset people. So we'll break the commandments to please people. And that there is where the issue lies. We break commandments to please people. And that must stop. If you truly believe in a wonderful creator, take this message seriously. Go to my website and see the videos that teach this truth of Scripture. And I challenge you, I welcome you, and I ask you, read your Bibles. Read your Bibles. If there's something you hear me saying that is not true, that's not scriptural, show me. But I know I've read the Bible, and I know what's going on in the church today, and I know many people are being led astray, and I want that to stop. I don't want that to happen. And there's somebody listening right now. There's somebody, a few of you that are listening right now, that are going to get it. That are going to get it. And I'm not here to convince you or open up your eyes or show you this. I'm just here to let you know what the scriptures say. It's our Creator on His timing that will open up your eyes to this truth. It's our Creator that will lead you in where you should be going. But you must be proactive in searching and not just wait. You need to search. You need to pray. And that's what I ask you all to do right now. Pray to our wonderful Heavenly Father. Pray to Him that He would open your eyes and reveal these things. Ask him, are these things I'm saying true? Are you being misled by the church? Ask him to lead you. Ask him to open up your eyes. Tell him you want to learn more. Tell him you want to get closer and see what the reply is. If you have comments or questions or you want to discuss this further, you can contact me through my website. Everybody, thank you for even listening. And I pray that you would pray just to ask for more and seek more. And know that, you know, to know the truth. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day, everybody. May our wonderful Creator bless you and guide you. May His word be a light for your path in His darkness of this world. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. The COVID virus, the Delta virus, is quite active, and most of the hospitals are very full of people with COVID, all ages, young and old, and even those that have been vaccinated. So we're in a battle. We're in a battle for life. We're in a battle for health. And we're in a battle for the souls of people that they can come into the kingdom of God. But the good news is that in the name of Jesus, that we can pray for the sick and they can be healed in Jesus' name. You know, we are fighting this virus in the natural with every medicine that we have, but sometimes that is not good enough. And we need to fight with the supernatural name of Jesus Christ. We need to call him in and pray for the sick that they can be delivered from this disease, this infirmity, this virus.
Our team is going to be joining anybody that wants to join us at hospitals throughout Palm Beach County to pray outside of the hospital for patients, for healthcare workers, families. So I would encourage everybody to be part of that.
Anybody wants our prayer team to be praying for you, text us the word prayer to this number, 855-932-3081. And we're going to make sure that the doctor and all of us are praying this